In this week, Parashas B'Shalach, to the whole parasha of Mitzrayim running after Kohen Yisrael. The Tisha Sugya of Mitzrayim, they went chasing after Kohen Yisrael with all the beasts of Sayam. First of all, the Chalal, why did they take all the beasts of Sayam with them? I think the Medrash talks about it. Why did they take the whole beasts of Sayam? The beasts of Sayam was greater than what they took out from Mitzrayim, much greater. You're chasing after Kohen Yisrael to do what with them? To kill them? To take them back into Avdus? Why do you take all your riches with you? Why do you have to take them all with? And Bechal, the whole Indian, they came charging after Kohen Yisrael with all the Bizas Mitzrayim, with all the Biza. And even when they came into the Yamsuf, they carried on charging straight into the Yamsuf. The Lashon of the Pasuk, Vayigud from Mitzrayim, Vayibo Achrem, Kol Sus Pai, Rechbe, Yerfashe, Vel Toich Hayom. Mitzrayim, Nosim, Nikrasoi, Mitzrayim, we're running the Rotsin, Nikrasamayim, Rashi said. What's this Indian that Mitzrayim was charging after Klal Yisrael with all the Bizas Hayam? And also a Mahalach in Amalek, in the Melchemes Amalek, which comes at the end of Parshas B'Shalach. Also, we want to explain, I saw the Mefarshim ask, Makas B'Choyer, Slachoyer, wasn't one of the regular Makas, it was a Tosefes to the Makas. Because it's normally Hashem sent up a plague, sent up a dust, frogs, lice, and things, and oroiv, and deve, and shechin, and bar. Makas b'chayrus was something tif. At the same time, the Rabban Shalom was makadosh to b'chayr Yisrael. Rabban Shalom was makadosh to by Adam Hashem Yishlem makadosh liko b'chayr petak orechem of Bnei Yisrael v'adam im alihu. The Rabban Shalom was makadosh the b'chayr of Klal Yisrael, and the b'chayr in the midstream died. It was some havdala between the Yidden and the Goyim. It wasn't like the regular makas. So what lies in this Indian of Bechlal, and what's the Indian of Kedushas Bechor? Why is the Taka the Bechor Kaddish? So it's a long Mahalach, but the Klal is that, as we know, Svarim talk about that the Ikar Bizas Hayam, Avada it was Zav and Kesef, but the Ikar was the Netzaitz and the sparks of Kedusha that Mitzrayim had that came chasing after Klal Yisrael and Kilu with Mitzrayim. And then the Netzaitz and the sparks of Kedusha that Mitzrayim was holding was released, and that went to Klal Yisrael. The Ikar Biza of Mitzrayim, the Ikar Biza of Mitzrayim has to do with the Biza of Kedusha. But those two sets to the Biza, to the riches that Yidden took out of Mitzrayim, one of them was Taka by Yisha'alu, they borrowed, and there the Pasuk says, When were they told to borrow? They were told to borrow just before Makas B'Choyers, after Choyshech. After the Makas, Pergid Aleph, the Apostle says, Yem HaShem Moshe, Oid Nega Echad Obi Al Pari. I can't remember. I think it was the Chassan Soy. It was Oid Nega Echad. When did we count the Nega? Mashmah, that this was a separate Nega. This Makas B'Choyers. And then Hashem says, I'll bring one more Nega, and then you're going to go out. Mashmah, that from Makas B'Choyers, you're going to go out. And then Dabanot, Bosneom, Yishal, Ishim Yisrael, Ishim Yisruzel, Kli Kesev, Kli Zov, and Vayitim Hashem, Eschein Om, Be'ini Mitzrayim. So Kilus Mashma, that asking them for the Kesem and the Zov, is connected to Makas B'Choyos. Alright, the Mefarsh and Pashup Shat is because after Choyshech, we even saw where all the riches are, so they wouldn't be able to deny later that we don't have any riches. That's Pashup Shat, but it seems like there's a Tifa de Her over here. I'm bringing one more Nega, Dabo Ve'ishalu Ishme Yisra'eyu. Taking all the money over here, and then taking the money later, the Biza Sayom B'Chlal, all the Biza and the money and the riches that we took out of Mitzrayim, what's the Indian over here? For the Yisod is the following, and the Kefidus Yisod will also explain, Be'ez Hashem, the whole Indian of Yosef HaTzadik and Mitzrayim. The Yisod is that everything is Nimshach after its Shorish. Hakol Nimshach Ach HaShorish. Everything is Nimshach Ach after the Shorish. The Shorish of the world is the Bereishis, the Reishis. The Shorish of the world is the Reishis. The Reishis of the world is Kedusha. We should explain why Bechor, which is Reishis, what is the Indian of Kedushas Bechor. The Kedushas Bechor, Kadosh Likah Bechor, is being Megala, the Kedusha of the Reishis of the Bria. You see that the Esa Makas are Kenegad Asara Mamoros. You see that the Makas of Mitzrayim have to do with going back to the Shorish of the Bria. And the Shorish of the Bria is the Bereishis. And Rashi says, "Bereishis b'shvil Yisrael shenikru reishis." Brings the and Rashi brings the pasuk, "Kodesh Yisrael Hashem reishis tvuasa." Klal Yisrael is the reishis, and the reishis is kadosh. So the pasuk says, "Kadosh Yisrael." What's the pasuk? Kadosh. The pasuk says, "Kodesh Yisrael Hashem reishis tvuasa." Klal Yisrael is the Shoyrish, and that pasuk, which the pasuk in Yirmiyah, is Kodesh Yisrael Hashem, Reishis Tvuasa. Kodesh Yisrael Hashem, Yirmiyah Peik Beis Pasuk Gimel, Kodesh Yisrael Hashem, Reishis Tvuasa. And the interesting thing is that the famous pasuk, which we're going to discuss later, Beis Hashem, of Koyim Hashem, Zachati Lachesen Nurayach, Ahavaz Kulisayach, Lechtech Acharei Bamidbar, Be'eretz Lezeruah, the next pasuk, Kodesh Yisrael Hashem Reishis Tvuasa. So you see that this whole inyan of Lechtech Achare Bamidbar is connected to the inyan of Kodesh Yisrael, which takes us back to Bereishis. Bereishis B'shvil Yisrael Shnikru Reishis Shnema Kodesh Yisrael Hashem Reishis Tvuasa. So the vort is that the Yidin or the Reishis or the Machshava Kodesh Baruch and the Bria, the vort is the following. Bein Shalom created the world, and the world of others full of Kedusha. Stakel b'raisa bara alma, the world has mitzoytzen of Kedusha, the world has Torah in it. The world is a hele gazach. Klal Yisrael are the ones that are megala the Kedusha and the Bria, and they're mala the Kedusha back to HaKadosh Baruch. What do I mean? The Medrash says, Chazal say that when Hashem created Adam and Rishon, all in Ivraim saw Adam and Rishon on that Friday that he was created, and they bowed down to Adam and Rishon. They thought Adam and Rishon was Rabbeinu Shloinim, the Havdi. And then Adam and Rishon said, no, let's all together bow to Hashem. With me together, you should all come to bow to Hashem. And then they said that the Shir Shel Yom, on Friday, they all said together, the whole Bria together with Adam and Rishon, they said the Shir Shel Yom of Hashem, Moloch, Geis, Lovish, Lovish, Hashem, is Azar. That's the Shir Shel Yom, the Fridays, what Adam and Rishon said with all in Ivraim. This is a tifa inyan. It wasn't stam Nivram bowed to Adam. They made a terrible mistake. They thought Adam was Elikus, and then Adam said, "No, you have to bow to HaKadosh Baruch Hu." They saw this: the Adam, Atam Krim Adam, the Klal Yisrael. We are the Klal Yisrael is the Ummah. Klal Yisrael is the Kedusha in the Bria that brings the whole Bria to its Shoyrish. Brings it back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because Klal Yisrael is Kodesh. Kodesh Yisrael, Kodesh Yisrael Hashem. And the klal is that it's a magnetic force. The klal is that everything gets sucked into its shayrish. When Yaakov Avinu went to and Pashas Vayetze, Rashi says, why did it say Vayetze, where he left from? Rashi says the tzaddik, when he's in the city, he's the ziva, he's the hoida. When he leaves the city, pana ziva, pana hoida. The vot is, when a tzaddik comes to a town, is all the kedusha in that town gets nitbak to that tzaddik, gets sucked in by that tzaddik. And then the tzaddik takes all that kedusha and zmala that kedusha. That's what happened by Adam and Rishon. Adam and Rishon represents all the neshamas of Klal Yisrael. Adam and Rishon was the makeup of all the neshamas of Klal Yisrael, which represents the kedusha over here in the Bria. And all the nivram, they felt the sherish of every nivra is kedusha, and they felt drawn and naturally they felt the meshicha to the kedusha of Adam and Rishon. And then they were attracted, drawn to the kedusha of Adam Rishon, and Adam Rishon showed them that the shayrish is HaKadosh Baruch Hu mimal. So that's what the medrash means. That's the emek divrei medrash, and that's the seida advarim. The seida advarim is that everything has a shayrish of kedusha, and when a large gathering of kedusha or a large koyach of kedusha comes to a place, it attracts all the kedusha in that place to it. It gets drawn to it, and then it can be ma'alik. We see the Moshe Yosef HaTzadik when he came down to Mitzrayim. Yosef HaTzadik represents, he's the Tzadik, he represents Kedusha, Kedusha's Abris. He represents Kedusha. When he came down to Mitzrayim, as the whole Bria came to Mitzrayim to buy food, everybody came to Yosef. Yosef had the whole world coming to him. All the money from the whole world accumulated in Mitzrayim, because everything comes to the Kedusha. And Yosef HaTzadik was such a high level of Kedusha, Same as his father. When his father, when Yaakov went to the Beis Lavan, suddenly the Beis Lavan became a makom of bracha and they became very wealthy. Yosef HaTzadik came down to Mitzrayim, all the money, the whole world came to Yosef HaTzadik. The whole world came to Yosef HaTzadik. Because the world, Kedusha gets attracted by, it's Nimshach, gets sucked in, gets attracted by the Kedusha. Yosef HaTzadik's Kedusha attracted the whole world to come to it. He was in a makom of Erev HaSa'aretz, and he was the Tzadik, the Kodesh, and therefore the whole world, all the money of the world came to Yosef. The money, the Kesev and the Zov, is a bitui, is a manifestation of the inner Kedusha that travels by people through Masa and Matan, it gets transferred from hands. It's Yedua, the Maisa of Reb Zisha, the brother of Melech, it's Yotzad, was recently, that he was in a place where he went to do business with a goy, and when he came back, he told him, Yimdam Mincha there, in a goyish town, Yimdam Nazam Mincha, he felt more to get Rakshus, and he asked his heilige brother, Reb Melech, how come in a goyish town, Yimdam Nazat Tfilah? So he said that through Masa and Matan, That mokum over there, that when it's Saitz and a Kedusha that we're waiting so long for the Tzaddik to come, and through the Masa Maton, you give and you take. So then he got the Kedusha, he drew the Kedusha to him, and that's why he felt in such a hisoiris and such a structures by davening. Kedusha attracts the whole world to it, because the whole world is B'sheirish Kaddish. Money is the manifestation of things that travel, Masa Matan, you pay, money's milvez lahitsa mitnah, go. So therefore, when you talk about the Kedusha being attracted, B'derech Klal, we talk about money going that way. And that's B'emes why, wherever the Yidin of B'derech Klal, very matzliach in business. In all the places they went to in Golis over the few thousand years, everybody's misyachas it to the fact that the Yidin are clever and they have business minds, which is also true. But the Nakuda is, there's a much tiefer Nakuda. The tiefer Nakuda is that all the money gets attracted to them, where there's a makam of Kedusha, where the Eden come and they establish a Beis HaKnesses, they establish a Beis HaMedrash, and they establish Moistas of Chinuch, and they establish Yeshivas. So it becomes a makam Kodesh. And a makam Kodesh, naturally, all the money, just like by Yosef HaTzadik, all the money came his way, all the money comes to the Eden. That's the Etz HaMetzias. That also explains the whole Pella about Tefillah. That we've discussed it so many times. The Gemara in Bracha says, "Krum zulas livnei adam." So these are the inyanim that people oimdim tevarim ha'oimdim berumah shel olam abnei adam azalzel behem is the inyan of tefillah. What is that? Behem is it's takir pele. Tefillah is b'makom korban. Tefillah is like the Beis Hamikdash. But what are you asking? Tefillah is chayishah. Torah is chay olam. Tefillah is chayishah. And yet we make such a fuss about tefillah, hachana to tefillah. We make a bigger hachana to davening than we do to Torah. So what is it? So what is it? It's dvar ma'ayin debruma shalayinah, but at the end of the day, we're asking for money. We're asking for parnasa. We're asking for gezint. We're asking for chayisho, and the biggest fuss is made of the inyan of tefillah. What's the vote? The kuntum was saying, it's half of a fill. Tefillah is b'mokim beis hamikdash, it's b'mokim korban. The Beis HaMikdash was the Mokum, which attracted all the Netzaitzim from the whole world to come to it. The Rashi Mezoyz HaBroch, the Goyim came to the Beis HaMikdash, and they were in his guide, they converted to Yiddishkeit. Beis HaMikdash was a Mokum of Kedusha, and a Mokum of Kedusha attracts the whole world to it. And the only reason why we went to Golus, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, like Golu, Yisrael Benumus Oilam, Elakadeshi Toysvu Lehem Geirim. Elakadeshi Toysvu Lehem Geirim. So Keilu, we had to travel, and that's Mamish the Nakuda. We have to go to these countries, and then we suck up the Nitzitzin. There's a guy that has a Nitzitz of a Yid inside him, and when the Yid moved to that place, so then he gets naturally drawn towards the Yiddishkeit. If that's why we had to go out to Golus, then Golus is not an Oynish. So we were given the answer before. The answer is that it is an Oynish, because if the Beis HaMikdash would have been treated with the proper respect, and the Yid would have behaved and acted accordingly to having a Beis HaMikdash, so then the Beis HaMikdash itself would have attracted all those Netzaitzin. All the Netzaitzin would have been sucked and drawn naturally towards the Beis HaMikdash. Because the Beis HaMikdash wasn't treated the right respect, and Yidin were chayte, they sinned. And maybe therefore that's why the Beis HaMikdash wasn't doing that job, and therefore that's why the Yidin had to move to all these various places, and through being there, through being in that place, they had to suck up all the Kedusha that was there. And what the Yidden do nowadays, they kill him in 2,000 years ago, is like Yaakov Avinu. He comes to a place, all the Ziv and all the Hoyt come to him. He leaves that place, he takes it with him. The Yidden lived in countries for hundreds of years. They sucked up all the Kedushim from there, and there was no Kedushim left. They got thrown out of that place. And then they started wandering to the next place, and to the next place, and to the next place. And that's exactly what happens. So Mela, what Tefillah does is, Tefillah is a davar shel kedusha. It's like the Beis Hamikdash. Tefillah is b'makom korban in the Beis Hamikdash. Derech klal, a person davens b'minyan. A minyan is pshat. To ein davar shel kedusha, davar shel kedusha tzara chasara. So a minyan, it's called a davening is called a davar shel kedusha. You need a minyan for baruchon, for kedusha, for the kedushim. So helig gezach. A minyan is a mamad of a helig gezach. A minion that's a mamad of a dovish of Kedusha brings in, sucks in all the parnasa, sucks in all the money, sucks in the whole bria, gets attracted to such a thing. So vada tefillah is dvar ma'ayin de bruma shel olam. Tefillah is a very, very high thing. Tefillah is on a very high madriga. It's like the Beis Hamikdash. Just like the Beis Hamikdash brought all the parnasa and brought everything to the world, so too tefillah does. Because wherever there's Kedusha, automatically, just like Yosef HaTzadik attracted all the money from the whole world that came to him, so too, when a person davens, it's a mamad of Kedusha. And if it's a mamad of Kedusha, it attracts. So that's how the two things go together. You're asking for money, but how do you do it? How do you do it? Shtel Tzachavek davening with a minion, you make it into a dovish of a Kedusha, you make it into a Beis HaMikdash. And maybe if you make it into a Beis HaMikdash, so then that automatically brings the Shefa, that automatically brings all the Parnassus. That's how the two nyonim go together. Mitzrayim was holding on to it, was holding on most of the Netzoytzen of Kedusha, Kayadua. Rage base, out of the Rage Peiches, Netzoytzen. Mitzrayim had most of the Kedusha that is in the Bria, that's stuck in the Bria, was in Mitzrayim. When the Eden came into Mitzrayim, when the Eden came to Mitzrayim, the Mitzrayim actually, they saw Yosef HaTzadik. They saw the bracha that came through Yosef HaTzadik. The Mitzrayim see that Kedusha is Shalat. The Mitzrayim see that the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael, the Kedusha attracts all the Hashpahs from the whole world. And therefore the Mitzrayim see that the Eden being in Mitzrayim are going to suck up all the Kedusha, all the Netzoytzen of Kedusha, that the Mitzrayim themselves need to survive. They need the Kedusha, they trap the Kedusha, and it's all going to get sucked up, it's all going to leave them and go into Klal Yisrael. Because having a Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim is having a Dovash of a Kedusha in Mitzrayim. Having a Dovash of a Kedusha in Mitzrayim is automatically going to be the Ziv and the Hoyt, and it's all going to go into Klal Yisrael. And then Klal Yisrael are just going to take all of that and take over. They saw that's what happened by Yosef. Yemeda, what do the goyim do? When Yidden arrive to a town, is the muzzle of the goyim senses that all the hashpah is going to go to the Yidden. Because everything goes to the Kedusha, everything gets sucked into the Kedusha. So what do? They metame Klal Yisrael. And they machshel Klal Yisrael to lose the Kedusha. And when Klal Yisrael loses the Kedusha, so then it doesn't suck in any all the nitzoytzen of the goyim. Adarabba. You see by the Kolos and Chokoysa and Kisova, you see a very large repetition, a big repetition of the Kolos and Chokoysa is good for the Inyan. You see in Parashas Chokoysa, the beginning of the Kolos, the first pasuk talks about the Kolos, but it goes on. First pasuk, Zaratem Lurik, Zarachem Vachalu Oyvechim. You're going to work hard. And you're going to do what? Zratim Lari, you're going to work hard, you're going to be Zoreah. Says Rashi, Tizru, Veloy Titzmach. Veim Titzmach. And if it will grow, Vachalu Oyvechim. Which means that we're going to do all the hard work, and then the Soinim are going to take it all away from, which is exactly the Hepach of what really should go on in the world. What really goes on in the world is that the Goyim do all the hard work, And then it goes, then it's Maver, then it goes all over to Klal Yisrael. Like it was with Yosef and Mitzrayim. They all work hard, and all the money they have to spend to buy food from Yosef. That's what really should happen. All the goyim over here to be Meshamesh the Eden, to do all the hard work, and then it comes over, it gets handed over to Klal Yisrael. It gets drawn and attracted to Klal Yisrael. If you're not living your life like that, then fakir, the middle and the middle, the opposite is going to happen. That it's going to get drawn to the goyim. You're going to do the hard work and it's going to get drawn to the goyim. That's the hepech of the Seder HaOlam. The Seder HaOlam is that everything should go to Klal Yisrael. They do the work and then it goes to Klal Yisrael. And the klala is that it's going to be fakir. The klala is that the fakir thing is going to happen. It's going to go be fakir. So Mela, therefore, that's why when the Yidden were in Mitzrayim and the Yidden never succumbed to the Memtes Shari Tumah, so automatically they lost their Shoyre, Kilo, they were losing their Shoyre of Kedusha. And that's how Mitzrayim, Adarabba, we became Avodim to Mitzrayim and we were building things for them because it was the Hepech HaSeder HaBriya. The Makas were to bring the Bria back to the regular Seder. That's the Inyan of Makas Bechoyers. That's the Inyan of Makas Bechoyers. The Inyan of Kedushas HaBechor. Kaddish Likol Bechor, the end of Parashas Bo. The Inyan of Kaddish Likol Bechor is Rabban Shalom was Megala, Kodesh Yisrael Hashem, Reishis Tuvosa. The Beshoyersh, the Yidin of Kodesh, Reishis, Kodesh Yisrael Hashem, Reishis Tuvosa. In Mitzrayim, Taka HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu in Parshas Shmos, Koyama Hashem, Bnei Bechayri Yisrael. Koyama Hashem, Bnei Bechayri Yisrael. Bnei Bechayri Yisrael means that Klal Yisrael have the Kedusha of Bechayr. Klal Yisrael are the Rishis of the Bria. And the saying of the Bria is that everything comes to them. That's the Seder of the Bria. And the Rebbein Shalom restored the Kedusha back to Klal Yisrael. Mila is also Kedushas HaBris. The same night, Makas Bechoyres, Yidin Mekayim, Mrs. Mila. So here, Makas Bechoyres. The Rebbein Shalom is restoring the Kodesh Yisrael Hashem Reishis Tuvosa. And the Mitzad HaSherish of the Bria, Mitzad HaSherish of the Bria, is everything gets drawn and attracted to Klal Yisrael. Just like the whole Bria was attracted to Adam and Rishon, and Adam Rishon was mala everything to Hashem, so too Klal Yisrael is the Adam and Rishon. And Al Piseida Bria, everything is on its way to Klal Yisrael. By Makas Bechoyres, when Hashem restored the Kedusha, Kadosh Nikol Bechor, together with Kedusha of Nila Shekidesh, he did me better. Memela Makas Bechoyres is the Makkah where everything's going to start flowing, everything's going to start coming Klal Yisrael's way like Yosef Tzadik. Memela, therefore, by Makas Bechoyres, the Rabban Shalom told Moshe Rabbeinu to tell Klal Yisrael, Vishalo Ishme Yisrael Kesev Azov, you can start taking the Kesev Azov. The Kesev Azov is flowing, comes to the Kedusha. It came to the Kedusha by Yosef HaTzadik. It came to the Kedusha. Everything's going to start getting sucked into the Kedusha again. The Netzoitzen Begashmius means Kesev Azov, and in Pnimius it means the Kedusha that lies in it is all making its way back to Klal Yisrael. And Klal Yisrael has the natural Kedusha that it's Nimshach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore all the Bria is Nimshach to Klal Yisrael, like Adam Rishon, and Klal Yisrael was Mala everything to Hashem. It's back to Bereshis. It's back to Kodesh Yisrael Hashem Reishis Tuvosa. A bigger parallel that you see the very first Rashi in the Torah. The very first Rashi in the Torah is Koyach Masim Higid Liyama. If the Goyim are going to say, Listim Aftem, Shekavashtem, Artsis Shiva Goyim. So we say, no, everything is a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And Hashem gave the Bria, Lashayosha Be'enov. Ritzoinim Nostar, Ritzoinim Notla, Vinostar Lona. Why is this the first Rashi? The answer is, it's clear with what we're saying. Rashi's is Bishwin Yisrael, Shnikar Rashi's. Klal Yisrael is the Kodesh Yisrael, Hashem Rashi's to us. The Goyim are only here to do everything for us and then to give it all to us. And Be'emes, when the Eden came out of Mitzrayim, the Pasuk says in Shea Shirim, few psukim in Shea Shirim, that Eretz Yisrael was ready for us. Everything was planted, everything was sowed, everything was ready. It's the Chodesh Aviv, the food's ready to be harvested, it's all ready for us. The Goyim did all the work, and now it's ready for Klal Yisrael. That's a normal Seder Inyan. That's the Seder. That's the Seder. And the Seder Inyan is the Klal Yisrael is the Kodesh Yisrael, the Bereishis. And everything, all the Nivram, are attracted to Klal Yisrael. And everything, all the Nivram and everything there is attracted to Klal Yisrael. Therefore, they are in Eretz Yisrael, Taka, and they make everything ready for us. When everything's ready for us, then it's time for Klal, then it's time for Klal Yisrael to come in. Because everything is tuffel and bottle to the Kedusha. And that's what happened by Yetzias Mitzrayim. By Yetzias Mitzrayim, by Makas Bechoyres, Hashem brought the Reishis of Klal Yisrael back. And Mitzat Teva Advam, everything is now for Klal Yisrael. All the riches and everything that had been stored up in Mitzrayim is all making its way to Klal Yisrael. And that's the Vishala Ish Mitzrayim or Kesev Azor. After that, after the Gedusha of Klal Yisrael was restored, and after Makas Bechoyres, Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim. And there the Pasuk says, the Inyan of Lechteich Acharai Bamidbar, Be'eretz Loi Zeruah. Which is a natural Mashiach of the Klal Yisrael. It shows that Klal Yisrael's Kedusha has been restored. That they have a natural Mashiach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's mamish what we read before in Yirmiyah. Two psukim next to each other. The pasuk of Lechtech Achar Amim V'Leir Beres Le'Zeruah. And then the next pasuk begins straight away. Kodesh Yisrael Hashem Reishis Tavuasa. Lechtech Achar Bamidbar. Lechtech Achar Bamidbar Beres Le'Zeruah. Is the natural tibis to come Mashiach. The Yidin have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Meilo, when that's Nizgala, when the Lechtech Achar Bamidbar, where is Lazaru is Nizgala, so then everything follows. Then the whole Bria follows us. The whole Bria follows the Kedusha. And that's what happened. Parshas Beshalach is where Parshas B'Shalach is the parasha where Paro chases after with all his riches. He chases after us, he takes everything. When Klal Yisrael went out to the Midbar, when Klal Yisrael was Megala, the Lechtech Achar Bamidbar, that we're back restored to our Kedusha, and we have the natural following to Hashem. So automatically, Kila, that was Poel, that Mitzrayim with all the riches is following Klal Yisrael. We don't need the Mitzrayim. They gathered, they stored all the riches, and now they're taking the riches. The Mitzrayim drowned, and the Bizas Hayam, the Kesev Azov Kipshutoit, all the Netzaitz and the Kedusha, was drawn to Klal Yisrael. Once Klal Yisrael began the Lechtech Achar Amidbar, then everything else began following Klal Yisrael. Mamash the same Nakuda like it was by Adam Arishon, and that's the Lechtech Achray. That was the Kodesh Yisrael Hashem, the Shoyrish, that everything is. Everything is nimshach to its shayrish. Everything is nimshach to its shayrish. That's Parshas B'Shalach. The Bizus Hayam that came to Klal Yisrael. Mamish came to Klal Yisrael. It washed off onto shore to Klal Yisrael. That's the koyach of Klal Yisrael. Or misnayg b'kedusha. Everything comes to them. Everything has a mashicha to them. If a person wants Hatzlocha and Siyata Deshmaya and Parnasa and etc., when he's misnayik v'kedusha, he needs to learn from Yosef HaTzadik, when he's misnayik v'kedusha, then naturally all the kesef zov that there is in the world, which b'sheirish has kedusha in it, all naturally gets drawn to Klal Yisrael. Mamish like the inyan of tefillah that brings Parnasa. Kedusha brings Parnasa. Kedusha brings the kesef zov to come to you without much ishtadlus. The goyim make the ishtadlus. And then the ribuy and the sof of kedusha by Klal Yisrael is channels everything in the Bria to them. That's the sod of Yisrael Sayyam. Amalek, the clip of Amalek is, we've discussed many times, is the Amalek is the bechina of Rashi's goyim Amalek v'achrisei adayoved. The clip of Amalek is the clip of Rashi's goyim Amalek v'achrisei adayoved. They try to be menea the hispashtus of Kedushas Yisrael, which is Kedush Yisrael Hashem Rashi's to Vosek. They have their own Rashi's. They try to be the Rashi's. Other Abba, everything should be nimshach after them. Whatever the Amistic Rashi's is, everything is nimshach to that Rashi's. Everything is nimshach to the Shoyrish. So they want to be a Rashi's. They want to be a Makar, because they want everything to be nimshach to them. Haman wants everybody to bow to him. Amalek wants everybody to be nimshach. Amalek wants everybody to be meshubah to them. Over here in the world, over here in the Bria, where it was Nizgala so clearly in the Bria, the Kodesh Yisrael Hashem Reishis Tzavosai by Makas Bechoyos, where it was Nizgala so clearly Kedushas Yisrael, where it was Nizgala so clearly Shama Amir Yigazin Chilochas Yeshu Peloshes, everybody was scared because everybody realized that everything that they have is only so that Klal Yisrael should get it. And that touches on the famous Gemara in Avodah Zarah, the book from the Beis HaLevi. Now the Romans will say that we did everything for the sake of Klal Yisrael. And the Rabban Shalom is going to say to them, Shoytim Atim, you did it for yourselves. And the Beis HaLevi says, Hashem didn't tell him Shakranim Atim, Hashem said Shoytim Atim. Because in reality, everything is there for Klal Yisrael. In reality, everything is Nimshach. Everything is Nimshach for Yisrael. But the Satan tries to mar the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael, to be mevatel the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael, so that everything should stay by them, should stay by the Goyim, should stay by the Tumah, then it shouldn't be Nimshach automatically to Klal Yisrael. And you take a see with the rain of honor, you see in our door, you take a see a Dova Pele. We're living in the Achris today. We're living in the Achris, and we know the Achris is Makusha to the Rashis. Achris is Makusha to the Rashis. And therefore you see today, we're living in a door where there's so many hundreds of thousands of Bali Tshuva, there's so many hundreds of thousands of people who are having a natural Hamshacha, being naturally drawn, naturally Nimshach, naturally drawn to Kedusha. From nowhere and from nothing. On one hand, it's because it's so close to the Achris, it's so close to the Rashis, where there's Nizgale by Goyim are seeing, Kodesh Yisrael Hashem Rashis Tavuasa. The Goyim are feeling and they're sensing the inyan of Kodesh Yisrael Hashem. The feeling that the sense of the Kedushas by Klal Yisrael made of the feeling a certain Mashiach. The feeling of Mashiach towards Klal Yisrael. And the Hira to Klal Yisrael, like it says, V'noro El of Kol HaGoyim. And when Mashiach comes, all the goyim will have a nod, they'll have a natural Mashiach to come to Klal Yisrael. And remember, this is happening today. But on the same time, as there's a natural Nehira to the Rashis, which is Kodesh Yisrael Hashem, Rashis Tavuasa, at the same time, the Samach Mem is now in his Gaba, Batuma, Beklippa, and with the internet and all these things, he's Mar Batuma by Klal Yisrael. Just like the goyim always, in order that things shouldn't get naturally drawn to Klal Yisrael, so the Metama Klal Yisrael and the Master, the Kodesh Yisrael Hashem Reishis Tavuasa, that's what's mamish happening today, that they're trying to be Metama Klal Yisrael with all the Tumas, Chamuras, about being metamei klal Yisrael, that some of Chachamim is trying to put a stop to the Mordek and Nehira, to Gedusha that's happening today. And when the Mordek and Nehira doesn't go this way, then we quoted before the Kalalas, that Rahman and Slanik goes the other way. And going the other way means that Nebuch, there's so many Noshrim, there's so many people going the other way. Because that's what it is, that's what happens. The Teva Ha'olam and the Seid Ha'olam is that everything is Nimshach naturally to the Kodesh Yisrael Hashem, to the Kedusha, which is represented by Klal Yisrael in this world. And that's why there should be that's why there should be that natural Nehira. Should be that natural Nehira to Klal Yisrael. When that doesn't happen, so then it goes the other way. Mamish like the Klolos. Adarabba. Then the Kedusha gets taken to them instead of everything coming to us. And that's Mamish the major Muhammad that's going on. So it's our bilbil in the dar, that on one hand, there's such a nehira to Kedusha. So many Baal Tshuvas, so many Geirim, so many people seeing the Kedusha and getting attracted to Klal Yisrael. On the other hand, Nebuchadnezzar, so many members of Klal Yisrael, they're getting pushed the other way. This is the Melchama, it's a terrible bilbil. Where's the Nehira? Where's the attraction? Who's being attracted to who? What's being attracted to what? And the more Yid is Dovak to Kedusha, the more Yid is Dovak to Kedusha, the more everything's going to be attracted to him. All the Kesev Azov, all the Netzoitzin that are left, all the sparks of Kedusha that are left, are going to be attracted to him. That's mamash what's going on. That's why the parasha of Amalek, the Milchama of Amalek, is coming at the end of the parasha. After all the Goyim sent the Kedusha Yisrael, the Kodesh Yisrael Hashem, that was as galav and matan by Makas Bechoyres. After the Gilui of Kriyas Yamsuf, where Shoma Amam Yigazon, is this was Mamish Kamat Ototot by the Gula Shlema. This is Kamat Ototot, the Matzav, the Mama, the Matzav, where the world was coming to its final tikkunim of everything getting drawn to Klal Yisrael. They had already all the Ashiras, which means they had most of the Netzoyitzin already. And the rest of the world was going to get attracted to them. Yisroi, he's the Kohen Midyan, he's the Galach, the Pope. And he had a natural Nehira to come and join Klal Yisrael. This is Mamish the Tikkun HaShalem Kamat. So Amalek, they came and they tried to hinder it. And they tried to say, no, we are the Rishis. And the whole world should have a Nehira to us. Instead of having a Nehira to Klal Yisrael, the world should have a Nehira to us. That was the clip of Amalek. And that's what we have to work very hard now. Alidei Hisofa, Alidei to be Marbe Kedusha in the world, to be Marbe Torah in the world, to be Makar of Yidin, to help the Yidin with their struggle, that where they're getting drawn towards, help Yidin get drawn to Kedusha. Be Marbe Kedusha in the world. And Alidei that Marbe Kedusha to the world is Alidei that the Kedusha will be Menatzeach. And the Kedusha, the Kodesh Yisrael Hashem, the world should be zoicha to the regular, natural Seder Ha'olam, where everybody gets attracted to the Kedusha Yisrael, and then the Kedusha of Yisrael is mala, everybody mala to the Kedusha, to the Kedusha, to the Kedusha Elyona. That's the sod. After Mechemes Amalek, at the end of Shalach, straight away, the Netzochan Kegan, that is Vayishma Yisra, Kohen Midyan. And that's what the Pasuk Taka says, he was the Kohen Midyan. The Netzachon to Amalek is when Netzaitzin of Kedusha have a natural Nehira to Klal Yisrael, have a natural Nehira to Kedusha. The whole story of Purim came about Mipnei Shenenu Miyasuda and Achashverosh was Mishtamesh B'Kli HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash and the Kenu of the Beis HaMikdash is what got the going to be attracted to Kedusha Yisrael. And over here, that Ganuf, he stole all the Kli HaMikdash, and he was attracting Klal Yisrael to him. Through that same suction, through that same magnet, he was using the same magnet, and it was going the wrong way. who's going the wrong way. That's Mamish HaMalek's Mahalach. It's Bayom Bayom Ahem Gidla Melech HaChashverosh is Haman. Forget, it's got to be, the whole world's got to be attracted to Kedusha. And tak at the end of the story of the Megillah, when things got back to where they're supposed to be, is Ves Beis Haman, we know Haman, the Gemara is Maflik, the Ashiris of Haman, and everything Achashverosh gave to Mordechai. He gave the Beis Haman and the Oysher and Ashiris and everything he gave to Mordechai. Oh, that's how it's supposed to be. It's supposed to have an Ahira from the Klippa to the Kedusha. Because that's the natural way the world thinks, that's the natural Mahalach of the way the world goes. But not the other way. That's mamish what happened in the story of the Megillah. We have to spread Kedusha in a way where people should have a natural nahira to Yiddishkeit. People should have a natural nahira to Torah, natural nahira to Tefillah, a natural nahira to Kedusha. And the more Kedusha there is in the world, the more Parnasa there will be in the world, and the more Gezin there will be in the world. The world will function the way the world's supposed to function. Like the first Rashi in the Torah. You make everything ready for Klal Yisrael, and then you'll give it all away to Klal Yisrael. And then we'll be Zoichar, that Rebbein Shalom will be Mimagal, Mazakas, Achris, Kereshis, Leos Lachem Lelekim. V'goleinu, v'yishayinu, sheinu, v'yashmeinu, v'rachmeinu, sheinu, z'lenka, v'chayin, g'alti, eschem, achris, k'reishis. The achris should be doubled to the reishis, which is the Kodesh Yisrael Hashem, reishis, tibuasa. So these are the parashias of Shoivivim. These are the parashias of Shoivivim, which are inyonim of to be mesakin, to pegam abris. And by being mesakin, the pegam abris, we become like Yosef, who's the Shoivim abris. And then everything starts going. And everything starts going the right way. That's the avoid in these weeks. Is this avoid, and that's why these parishes are talking about this milchama between where's the nehira. And then when the lechtech acharei occurred, the makas b'chayrus occurred, the lechtech acharei occurred, paroi with all the biza occurred, that all came running after Klal Yisrael. This is the time to be marbek b'kedusha. And that's why Taket says that everywhere they took the Atzmus Yosef with them. Atzmus Yosef means the Etzem of Yosef. And the Etzem of Yosef corresponds to this mamish, this idea that all the Kesef and Zov came to Yosef. So when Vayikach Moshe, beginning on this week's parasha, Vayikach Moshe is Atzmus Yosef Imoy. When Yaakov, when Moshe Rabbeinu took the Atzmus Yosef, the beginning of taking the Atzmus Yosef with him, the beginning of taking the Atzmus Yosef was that beginning of using that Kedusha. And in that schus, just like all the money came to him when he was alive, all the biza and everything's coming to Yosef HaTzadik, to the Atzmus Yosef, now when they're gone. That's reminding Klal Yisrael of the Shmira of the Kedusha, the Shmira of Kedusha, the Shmira of the Kedusha Elyona. So that goes Yad B'Yad. Mishbizor HaTaka B'Nor El of Kol Amim. You see what goes on by the Koisel. On one hand, all the goyim are coming and they get attracted. On the other hand, the Samach Mem is putting so much tumah over there. It's hard to get there. Once you're there, it's Kodesh. Until you get there, people have very hard pressure going there because of all the priests that are outside. So on one hand, you have all the goyim that are seeing the Maila of Klal Yisrael and they're coming to cry. They're seeing the Maila, they're feeling the Nehira to Klal Yisrael and to the Mokam HaKedusha. On the other hand, the Samach Mem is trying to stop that Kedusha. All these nishoynus with these reform people and mentalis, the whole bilbil that's going on over there, it's mamish the same bilbil, what's going on in the whole door. It's mamish and a hero of goyim. And that's being tampered with by being mar betuma over there. To stop the nahira that every nitzitz of Kedusha naturally feels the nahira to that. So that when that happens in Metz Hashem, then we're going to be zoichim Metz Hashem. To the Geula Hashleim of Amitis, from Herab Yomeinu, which is Mizoicha, Achris Kereshis, Yos Lachem Lelekim, from Herab Yomeinu, Amen. Everywhere you go today, you've got that bilbil. Such a tzemoyin, such a chuka. So much going this way, and so much going that way. It's a pelet de kazach. Mamash a pelet de kazach. Baruch Hashem, we know that there's such an era going on, and therefore the Gula must be very close. She was zeichet that the Nehira should overcome the going the other way.